Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Self-Help. How often do you think about you? Is your life and all that comes with it always on your mind? It can be very easy to get caught up in thought and only be concerned with, well, you. But there's a problem with this kind of mindset, and it comes at a high cost. The more of you there is, the farther apart it drives your relationship with God. It's hard to not be concerned with your own situation. However, letting go can produce a freedom that allows you to live a more fulfilled and joyful life in Christ and be more aware of the people around you. Now here's Joyce from her series, Self-Help.
Yeah, I started smoking when I was 9 years old, and it was the hardest thing in the world for me to quit smoking. Whew. Matter of fact, when I started teaching my first Bible study, I would sit on the floor with short shorts on and blow smoke in everybody's face. That's how I started. And you think God doesn't love you the way you are and He won't accept you the way you are? You know what? God sees the heart. And God sees the end from the beginning. Now, if I was still dressed like that and still blowing smoke in everybody's face, chances are I probably wouldn't be here today. So there is a little pruning that needs to go on in our lives. Amen. And today is a surgery day. We had the worship to anesthetize us. That's the way I look at worship. It's just like, oh, Jesus, I love you so much. Whatever, God, your will be done. And then I come in with the knife. Now, you know, this thing already doesn't look as good as it did this morning. And we're going to look at this every session. It wouldn't surprise me if by tomorrow it's totally dead. You got to hang on the vine. You got to stay with Jesus. And you know what? You not only seek Him in the valley, but you seek Him on the mountaintop. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8 for just a minute. Don't become a self-confident fool. Pray every day against being full of yourself. Pay close attention to how you treat people, because one of the quickest ways to spot a haughty, prideful spirit is if we're critical or judgmental of other people, impatient. I'm important. You need to hurry along there. Come on. Oh, yeah, I remember when I went to the grocery store and had my big rhinestone Jesus pin on back in the day, you know. Did any of you have one of those back in the day? You know, one of those big, no? Anybody have one of those? Boy, this is a whole new generation. Man, we had it happening. We had rhinestone pins that were about yay wide that said Jesus. Wear that so everybody would see that you were a Christian. Never mind if you weren't acting like one. We had our bumper stickers and our things here, and I'd go to the grocery store and the poor clerk would be new and and you know, I'll just be honest and tell you that I think we all start there, but that's just a bunch of phony, baloney, religious junk. I don't care how many times a week I go to church or how much Christian jewelry I have. You can have everybody's entire library, but how do we treat people? How do we treat people? And especially people maybe that you don't need anything from, or you may never see again, or, you know, whatever. Sitting in a doctor's office one day and reading my Bible, wanting to pray. An old man kept trying to talk to me. He had a broken leg, and he told me about his broken leg, and then he wanted to tell me more about his broken leg. And Lord, please make this old man shut up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was already teaching Bible studies. Had a big dream, big vision, but I was still in my living room floor with my shorts and cigarettes. Lord, make this man shut up. I wanna read the word and pray. And you know what came to my heart? Honestly, this is what came to my heart. If that was Billy Graham, would you talk to him? Well, of course I would have. Why? Because maybe he could have done something for me. We're going to all need coffee and a cookie when this is over. Amen. Going to have to give something to our little flesh to calm it down here. Isn't it true, though? I am too important to mess with you. I am praying. Oh, man, I got so many stories. You guys, you just have no idea what God put me through before he ever let me up here. Or not only that, what he still puts me through if I even dare to begin to drift off for even just a few moments. God first, everything else after that. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. You shall have no other gods before me. Your job cannot become a god to you. Your friends cannot become a god to you. Getting your education cannot become a god to you. Making money cannot become a god to you. God has to be first and foremost above everything else. Come on, give him praise today. Now, you know, this is not real hard to preach to you guys because most of you are here. This is a Friday morning, and most of you have taken time off work. You've taken vacation time to be here. Kind of a nutty thing to do, don't you think? Take vacation to go listen to somebody scream at you about pride. So there's a pretty good chance that you're okay with this. But what about all the people that are watching television right now that are kind of thinking, I don't know if I like her so much. I think I'm just maybe going to change channels. Well, I could be on that channel too, you know. There's a good possibility. Let me just make a suggestion to those of you watching. Let's just say that you're one of these people, boy, you're busy, busy. You got all kinds of responsibilities. You got it going on. You're living life in the fast lane. But the truth is you're not very happy. You're not satisfied. You can't really find very many people you like, and you don't trust most of your friends, and not too much is working out. Well, let me just dare you to do something. Tomorrow morning when you get up, and every morning after that, you can just even try it for 30 days if you want to. Take the first 5 minutes when you get up, maybe just for effect, get on your knees, and do something like this. God, I need you. I'm nothing without you. And I got a lot going on today, Lord, but I know that none of it's going to work out right if you don't help me. Forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from everything that's not right in thought, word, and deed. And God, help me when I go out of here today to treat people right, to be a blessing everywhere that I go, and help me to never forget that I'm only blessed because you're good. Not because I'm good, but because you're good. Thank you, Lord, for helping me today. I want to keep you first in my life. Amen. That didn't even take 5 minutes. That only took about a minute. I dare you to do that and then see if things are not changing in your life. Deuteronomy chapter 8 is an extremely important chapter in the Bible to me. It's one of the ones that I would say is one of my favorites. I'm actually getting ready to do a whole series of teachings, I think, on all my favorite scriptures in the Bible. The ones that have been like hallmark moments for me over these almost 40 years of teaching the Word, and I'm kind of excited about that. But Deuteronomy chapter 8, I mean, I'd have to read almost all of it to get the whole point across. I don't have time to do that, but it says here in verse 1, all the commandments which I command you this day, you shall be watchful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land. So God's saying, everything I'm telling you to do or not to do is for you, for your benefit. And you shall earnestly remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you. Why does God not give us what we want immediately? Because we need to be humbled first. Anytime that we get things too quick, we don't know how to appreciate them, and we end up being critical and judgmental of other people. Amen? You know, God deals differently with different people, and he's dealt differently with me because of the position he's given me in the body of Christ. And God let me go through some things because he wanted me to have firsthand experience about what people are going through. Dave and I both used to smoke, and he just said to the Lord one night, well, I'm just going to smoke until I no longer want to. And I'm like, oh God, this is so hard. I'm digging around in trash cans looking for cigarette butts, and Dave's, you know, Dave's saying, well, I'm just going to smoke until I don't want to smoke anymore. It's just... Next morning, he got up and had no desire to smoke, and he's never smoked a cigarette since. I'm going. Well, I finally did experience freedom, but I'll tell you what, it wasn't as easy as he got it. But God chooses different ways for us to walk for his own purposes. And you cannot look at somebody else and say, why am I not getting it like you or as fast as you? Why did you get that promotion and I didn't get it? I deserved it more than you. No, you say, God, you got a purpose in my life. You've got a plan in my life. You're getting me ready for something bigger than even that. You know, the longer you cook a piece of meat, the more tender it gets. I just made that up. No, I'm sorry, Lord, you gave it to me. There it is again. And you shall earnestly remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove you to know what was in your mind and heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. If we won't keep God's commandments in hard times, we're not going to keep them in good times. And then he goes on, he says a whole bunch of good stuff, and I'm doing all this stuff so I can bring you into a good land that flows with milk and honey. So all that stuff that I went through, all the being treated unfairly, working for people that didn't pay me what I should have made, and on and on and on, and just embarrassment and losing friends. I mean, it's been a long journey. It was all preparation to get me to where I am today. And now, but here's the part that you gotta learn. But let's just start in verse 7, Deuteronomy 8, 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. Come on, take this personally. The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey. That may not interest you, so translate it into whatever you want today. A land in which you shall eat food without shortage and lack nothing in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. Now are you ready? And when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for all the good land which he has given you.
Thanks for listening. Start restoring balance in your life as you learn to place God first and not yourself when you order today's offer, Self-Help. This teaching series is available now as either a 4-CD set or digital download for a gift of any amount in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Be a part of changing one precious life. You can help rescue the woman forced into human trafficking, the elderly man who so desperately needs medical attention, the little boy who would otherwise go hungry, or simply give a gift to be used where the need is greatest. You choose the outreach that you'd like to support. Help us continue to share the love of Christ and his message of hope. Contact us right now. Visit joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.